Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's like 86 degrees and 86% humidity.
Really?
All right. Well, it was a nice day, I understand, here on Saturday. And a good crowd turned out. Over 2,000, according to the state police, at the... according to the state police at the Capitol for the latest No Toll CT rally. Patrick Sasser's been the driving force behind that. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Pat.
Good. I'm great. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Not just because the crowd was bigger, but what was different in your mind about this rally from the first one you held at the state capitol?
Well, I think this is the one that we've been gearing up towards. We've held almost 30 protests throughout the state of Connecticut.
Right.
So this one is kind of, I don't want to say the end, but this was the larger one that we've been kind of building up towards.
Patrick, I have a question. Did anybody political show up?
Len
Fasano or Richard Blumenthal or, somebody like that.
Yeah, no, we had Themis Claridis spoke, Len Fasano spoke. We had two other representatives, Representative Laura Devlin, Senator Henry Martin, Bob Stefanowski was in the crowd. He ended up getting up there and said
sure.
a few words.
Sure.
But it was a mix of people that we had on our speaking list, folks who were just, regular everyday citizens. We had some Democrats spoke who were outspoken against tolls. So, again, this is a nonpartisan issue. This is something that just affects everyone in this
state. It does.
Do you think the movement is gaining momentum, Pat? Do you think it's slowed down a little bit? And at the end of the day, what do you think the impact of all these rallies, and you've had a lot of them, and you've had a lot of people turn out at the different town halls and the like.
Right.
What do you think the impact is on those members of the state House and Senate who may be kind of iffy about tolls?
Well, I think the momentum has been growing every week, and it's clear because the governor is literally struggling to try to sell his plan of tolls. And
right.
you can tell because every day he's on different, radio stations or on the news or, issuing out statements. And he's literally now to the point where he is begging for his Democratic caucus to support the tolls.
Yeah, I believe that he met with them last week.
He did.
In an
Correct.
Open session saying, guys, you got to be on board with this. One thing that was interesting is you had Carl McCluster, who's a pastor down in Bridgeport, Shiloh Baptist Church. And he brings up a point that some people and on the Democratic side bring up, is that this is kind of an aggressive tax in a sense because, it affects people of lesser means probably more so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think his speech was, he gave a powerful speech. I thought it was fantastic, really got the crowd moving. And he, I think, hit the nail on the head. He said tolls are a fool's gold, and he basically referring to the state is just looking to take the money out of the pockets of the taxpayers. And they it's trying to sell this as though this is what's going to fix all of Connecticut's problems.
Yeah.
And clearly that is not the case. And I think every day as we get our message out, and thanks to guys like you who allow us to get on the radio show, allow us to help educate the public of what's really going on, that's what makes the difference. And that's how we're going to win these types of fights. And like I said on Saturday, we named the event Save Our State. That's what we are all trying to do at this point, is save what's left of this state.
Well, I'm going to and look, I agree with the premise and I think it's great the way that you have mustered people and have gotten support behind this. But again, I have to ask, if there's no tolls, then how do you propose we balance the budget?
I think it's clear. We have to use the funding that we already pay for. With the gas taxes, the car sales tax, with all these different taxes that are meant to go to our special transportation fund, those dollars are what are supposed to be used towards repairing our bridges, fixing our roadways.
Right.
And yes, there is bonding that's going to be required. That's what bonding is intended for these large-scale projects. I don't want people to be fooled. They think that the way they're talking about tolls, as though tolls are going to pay for all these projects. They're not.
Yeah.
The state is still going to have to borrow money on top of the cost that we pay for tolls. So, you know, people should not be fooled by that. Again, fool's gold. If you look at the governor's budget that he proposed this year, he's diverting money out of the special transportation fund in his current budget.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
that's fair.
You know, it's, you know, so come on. It's you keep telling us that the bridges are falling, the roads are falling apart. Why are you diverting money from the special transportation fund?
Patrick, here's one thing I get the sense of, though. Think it's safe to say, and polling will tell us, pretty much, you know, despite the number of people that show up, that's great. But, okay, and the 100,000 petitions. But I think a lot of people are against it. But I think a lot of people just feel like they're going to do what they're going to do anyway.
Well, this is the problem. When you talk about tolls, it is a whole new type of revenue stream. And there's cost involved with it. You have to build these gantries. Easy Pass now becomes a silent partner of the state because they're getting paid. You know, Easy Pass isn't doing this for free. They're collecting a fee. There's a lot of moving parts when it comes to setting up these toll gantries, you know, and it's not as simple as people might think where, oh, you just pop them up and we start collecting tons of money.
No.
There is a huge cost involved to it.
All right.
Well, Patrick, thanks as always. We always appreciate you coming on our show and talking to us. And we'll talk to you as we get closer to the end of the session. But again, thanks. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for your listeners who've been so active in this and calling their lawmakers. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Patrick, very quickly, your website is?
Sure. NoTollsCT.org.
Okay.
We're still taking signatures on the petition.
All right. Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. 726.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.